Yeah, we are called Local Splash. We are a premier channel partner with Google. So let me just grab Dan. He's one of my pricing director in the area.
Okay. Yeah, hello. Thank you for holding. How are you doing today, Heather?
I'm good. How are you?
Another day in paradise. Thank you for asking. My name's Dan Nelson with Local Splash. So
okay.
I'm looking at the notes. So you're currently with OMG National, right?
Correct.
Okay. Are you happy with them?
No.
No. Okay. How long have you been with them for, if you don't mind me asking?
A little over 3 years.
Okay. So plenty of time to see results. And right now you have a $10,000 budget with them? Is that accurate?
I think it's like 12 or 13,000. I can't remember, but
got it.
It's ridiculous.
Around there. All right. And they're running Google Ads, Google Guaranteed, and Meta Ads for you? Is that right, or?
I don't know what some of that is. I'm a sponsored ad in
check.
Google. I don't know what that means, but I don't know what Meta is.
Meta's it's Facebook and Instagram ads.
No, yeah. Nobody does any of that for me.
Okay, give me one quick.
That would be nice.
Yeah, we do that as well. We bundle it in with our program. But let me just check right now. Okay, so I see you Google Guaranteed. You're showing up number 2 in that section. So I'm assuming they have max lead budget turned on. You're doing good on reviews. Okay. So how are you doing on the Google Guaranteed part of this? Is that where the majority of your leads are coming from? Or?
That's where all my leads, yeah, that's where everything comes from. And what they do is what they've, because I didn't turn up my lead spending the month before the last few days of the month. So then last month, I don't know how it works or how they do it, but I went almost a week and a half with no phone calls.
Really?
Because I wouldn't raise my budget. So somehow, which I understand, you know, I'm competing against other large, you know, competitors here. But I mean, I went from literally spending like $500 a month or maybe a week to now I'm spending like $3,000 sometimes, you know?
Right. Right.
And how do you go for a whole year and a half under a certain pricing umbrella? And then all of a sudden I have to like spend ridiculous amounts of money to get calls.
Yeah, it's just really more competition in the area now. There's 3 factors for Google Guaranteed specifically for placement. And if you don't have placement, you're not really getting the leads, you know? But one of the factors are reviews, which you're doing really well on. You have 251, okay? Second is your answer rate. So basically, you want the leads on when you're able to, like, answer the calls or answer the leads, essentially, okay?
Right, what I do.
Yeah, yeah. And then the third is the amount you're bidding on the lead. So to give you an example, Deluxe Maid is below you right now, and they have 917 reviews, right? So that tells me, more than likely, the company you're using, they have max lead budget turned on, which can make the lead like 2 to 3 times the amount. So you're looking around like $60 per lead when normally it's like 24, if that makes sense. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. So that may be why. Now if you're spending $3,000 though, you're probably getting a lot of leads, right? Like how many leads on average are you getting through Google Guaranteed?
I mean, I get a substantial amount of leads. Sometimes I don't get as much, you know. I mean, just. But yeah, I get a good amount.
Okay. And question: So with Google Guaranteed, there's a CID. It's like a customer ID number. Did you create your own Google Guaranteed page, or did OMG National create it?
OMG National created it.
Okay. So what you would need, like if you were to use us, like let's say you check out everything on us and you decide, hey, I want to use your company, you're going to need to have ownership of that CID, your customer ID number. So you'll need OMG National to transfer that to you. And then we would need to be added on as a manager. Okay. So just heads up on that right out the gate. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, hold on. I want to take this note because I want to try to get that. I don't know if I'll be able to get that. So, yeah. What's it called again?
A CID, so customer ID number.
Okay, and I need to have ownership of that?
Correct. Usually when you offboard, like, to give you an example, our company, if we create your Google Guaranteed page for you, we do a $99 transfer fee if you were to leave us, right, where you pay $99 and then you get your CID, right, type of thing. So more than likely they have something in place like that as well. But you obviously you need to ask them, right, because you will need ownership of your CID. And then we would need to be added on as a manager in order to, like, run it for you, essentially. If that makes sense.
Okay.
You know? Okay. Now, just so you know the cost per lead, what it would be through us, give me one quick second. Let me pull up our Google Guaranteed calculator. Okay. So you would be looking at $32 per qualified lead. And we'll have you set a budget, okay? Obviously, the minimum budget requirement is for 13 leads. You can set way higher than that, obviously, like most of my clients do. But the minimum I'm required to go over with you, it's a $416 budget. That's for 13 leads.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll send all this to you in writing, too, so you're able to see it. Now, we do operate Google Guaranteed, right? We're a Google Premier partner, so that's one of the main products we utilize for our clients. But we do everything. So what this would include is called our ultimate package, right? And you're going to get search engine optimization for your map section for 20 keyword phrases. Okay, that's so you're showing up organically. Also, we include Google Ads, which I see they're not currently running for you. That's going to be the sponsored section right below Google Guaranteed. It's a way lower cost per like click or cost per acquisition with Google Ads. So we have 300 going towards your Google Ads. We anticipate you'll get around 60 clicks from the Google advertising section specifically. Okay.
Okay.
And we bundle in with it meta ads as well. So Facebook and Instagram retargeted ads. In that section, we anticipate you'll get 200 to 300 clicks on meta specifically.
Okay.
Okay. Your website, is it through OMG National or is this your site?
It's my site, but I gave it to them. They did some design and everything on it and everything.
Okay.
But they did say that, I can't remember if they said that they would take it. I do.
Okay.
And I can't remember if they said they would take it back to its original state or if I could leave it like that and they would give it back to me. I don't remember which.
Usually it goes back to its original state because, it's like their coding and stuff on the site. So if you were to leave, I already pulled your site up. We use, WordPress, which is like, basically, we have a lot of customization options. We can make it look similar to what you have now, but of course, we'll enhance it to like how you want it to look. So if you were to leave them, we'll walk you through adding us on as manager to the site. So you're not going to lose anything on that end.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the way our rates work, and again, I'll send this to you via email so you're able to look, compare, make a decision like, if you want to switch providers. But our pricing for the bundle, right, for everything, our ultimate package, right, it's going to be month-to-month no contracts. It's going to be at a set flat rate of $599 a month, okay? There's also a one-time, it's an application/management fee for Google Guaranteed. We don't have to resubmit your application, but we do charge a one-time management fee of $250. Okay.
So how much is the monthly again?
The monthly is going to be $599.
Aside from?
aside from your Google guaranteed activation budget as well. So that $5.99 is for Google Ads, Meta Ads, and your local SEO, which that'll outline in your email too that I'm going to send you.
Okay, and that'll be every month?
Every month, yes, ma'am. $5.99.
Okay.
Okay, and you have the one-time application / management fee for Google Guaranteed, which is $2.50. Okay, so out the door day one, it's going to be $8.49. Then it will be $5.99 per month, and you will also have your Google Guaranteed activation budget as well.
Okay.
Okay. Now, when you're the owner, and again, I'll outline this in the email. When you're the owner of your Google Guaranteed page, it works a little bit differently. So what we would do is we would have Google charge you directly for the leads, which would be at $32 per qualified lead, okay? And we would charge the management fee, which would basically be $8 per lead. Does that make sense? How that works?
Okay.
Okay. All right, so let me do this, because I know it's a lot of info. I want you to see it. info@agoatcleaning.com. Is that the best one, or
yeah.
Do you want me to send it somewhere else?
Yes, agoatcleaning.com.
Got it. All right, so give me one quick sec. So the email coming through is going to be titled The Ultimate Package, okay? And...
Okay.
I'm going to put all the numbers in there for Google Guaranteed as well, so you have it. Do you have any questions for me so far?
No.
Okay. Let me see.
And so does the $8 stay no matter if I raise my ad spend?
Correct. Correct. Even if you do a max lead budget, we keep it still $8. That's a great question. They go over all that too with you in the like Google Guaranteed onboarding. Let me see. Okay, $8.49. We have like these new like canned emails, so I'm just getting it going here. Give me 1 second. All right, here we go. We've been in business 20 years, just so you know too.
Okay.
All right. Like refreshed on me. Change this. There we go. It'll give you a complete breakdown of exactly
rates,
what
now,
those were. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And these rates, are they going to stay like this, or in when I'm comfortable, and in a year, is everything going to go to shit and get raised on me?
It won't get raised on you, so it'll stay. That's a great question. You know, it's going to stay the same on the rates, unless
okay,
you decide, hey, I'm
happened to me.
On Google Ads, I want to add more Google Ad spend, right? Or you're like, hey, Meta is really hitting in my area. I'm getting a lot of like qualified leads. And you're like, hey, I want to add my Meta spend. Now we do assign you an AM is what we call it. It's an account manager though, right? So what'll happen is your dedicated account manager, they'll be going over with you like, hey, this is what Meta's doing. This is what Google Guaranteed's doing. This is what Google Ads is doing. They'll recommend things like, I say we add to your Meta budget here, we could decrease on the Google Guaranteed spend, or however, but we wouldn't up your rate or lower your rate without your approval, obviously, you know?
Okay.
Okay. So, great question, though. Let me get...
Now, can they not give me ownership of it? Is there something like that where they can say, no, we're not going to, we'll just dissolve it or whatever? What about that situation?
Yeah, so if that was to happen, we would have to contact our Google rep, right, about obtaining access, like doing a claim process where we would have to re-verify, like we'd have to resubmit your application, basically, right? But they should transfer ownership to you, you know, because
okay.
OMG National, I believe they're a partner as well. So, like, if they don't
yeah.
transfer ownership, they can end up, like, there could be repercussions from Google. Like, they should transfer to you 100%, you know, but you just got to ask them what their process is. Like, are they, do they just transfer it right at your request, or is there a fee, which is typical? Usually, like, there's like a small fee for ownership. But the good thing is you own your Google Guarantee page. Like, that's your page. That's your business. You're the one that went through the background check and the insurance verification and all those things. So they should absolutely transfer it to you.
Because I can't afford to be down for – it took about close to 3 weeks. So to go without ads for 3 weeks would be devastating.
100%. And that's why I'm telling you, like, to square it away with them first. Like, you don't want to be in limbo, like, oh, sign up with this, and hey, what are they going to do, right? Like, you want to make sure, okay, OMG, are you willing to transfer the CID, right? What's the fee? Have all that lined up. That way you don't miss a beat. Like, we keep the leads going day one even. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And when you have your own CID, it works a lot better because you're not paying, like, the whole budget up front. You're just paying the management fee, and then you're being charged through Google for each qualified lead that comes through. So a lot of my clients, they like that structure better too, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure if I have it or if they have it, or because I feel like I'm charged separately for the Google lead. I don't know.
Yeah, so usually it's a separate charge on the budget because so when you signed up with them, they're probably doing like your map listing and, you know, your website and things like that too. But the application process, once you get approved, usually that's when we charge lead budgets here, right? So usually there are different dates on when those, like, those bills happen, essentially. So it's probably the same thing through them, but all you got to do, you just got to communicate with them. And we want you to make an informed decision, too. So, like, look at our email, like, our reviews, all that good stuff, and that way, you know, you feel comfortable making the switch, you know?
Okay. And then what about, what if I don't have, like, really a Facebook presence or, so I was doing the Meta ads a couple years ago, and it went really well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the company didn't follow through with their guarantee. They had guaranteed me, I can't remember, it was like 30 leads, and they got me 11. And so we had a little bit of back and forth with that or whatever. I was like, we guaranteed this, or you would give me, the service for the next month and help me, you know, whatever. But anyway, they just were not following there. So I quit with that, and I got with another company, and they didn't do as good a job as the previous guy. So I thought, oh, that was probably not my best idea. But nonetheless, I ended up getting hacked. And so I had to stop that Facebook, and luckily somebody else was already overseeing it, like managing the account. So however they got in, they got in like all my, like, they blocked it where with my phone, they changed the phone number, the email, the everything. So it was like, it would just circle back around. You couldn't get back into it.
Okay. But
the only thing was, is somebody else was
managing it,
managing the account.
Okay.
Yeah. So they were able to kind of keep shut it down on that end through that, which I couldn't, you know, I don't know how all that stuff works. But anyway, the only way I can really get to that account is through that manager.
Really? That's interesting, because when we create, we're a partner with Meta, too. When we create, like, let's say you didn't have a business Facebook page, when we create them, we make you the owner of it. So we send it to, like, your personal page, where you're able to toggle from your personal to your business page, and we run the retargeted ads on it, you know? So this Facebook page right now, it has, like, 416 followers, 390 likes, you don't have access to that page, right?
Honestly, it's been a minute, so I couldn't even tell you.
If you don't, we do what's called a claim process. The claim process takes 7 to 10 days just to verify with Meta that it's your page, and then we send you the ownership of the page. But we add ourselves on as manager. So basically, if we run into that where you don't have access, right, we'll have to do a claim process through Meta, which again, it's 7 to 10 days. So it's pretty quick to get you, your business Facebook page, right? And I'm looking at it right now. It has your phone number on it. So it should be an easy, and your email, your website. So it should be an easy,
okay,
verification process. Okay. But what
okay.
I was saying is, 7 to 10 days would be the timeline to get you ownership of that. And then we launch those ads as soon
okay.
as, you have ownership. Okay.
Okay.
And the reason being is some people will message too on Facebook when we do those retargeted ads. So
yes.
you need to have access to your Facebook page because we don't respond to the messages for
yeah.
you. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Cause I had set up a new Facebook and everything, like started like from scratch and set a new Facebook and everything up.
Let me send
you
a text.
I think they would help link me. And then
so,
they helped help me link to my current Facebook and stuff. So
yes,
I just
yeah,
don't know if I have control over my, okay.
All business pages are created from a personal. So I sent you a text with the Facebook page that I found on the scan. So hopefully that's the one you're talking about. And when you log
yeah,
into like
is.
Facebook, you should be able to toggle from, Like I'm on mine right now, right? Just so I could show you. When I go menu.
Yeah, I got on my personal Facebook and then went over and I got clicked on the A-Goat Cleaning one.
Perfect.
So it's,
okay.
It's on
so you have
Facebook.
Access then already. You're golden.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll be able to launch those ads like ASAP then, you know. What we send in writing is we launch
okay.
them within 7 days, but it could happen even faster. Like we send you the manager request day one
okay.
and all that good stuff, you know.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully we can do all that. Yeah.
Yeah,
100%. I'm so not computer tech anything. That's
a lot of our clients aren't, you know, and that's one of the benefits. Like, you're the one out there, like, handling new calls, going doing jobs, getting your crews going, like, all that good stuff. Like, it's our job to do your online marketing to keep the traffic going. And you'll see in the email, like, the different avenues of exactly, like, what's going where. So you can see, like, you're getting Google ads,
yeah.
you're getting Meta ads, the directories we're submitting you to, right? Google guaranteed specifically how that works. Like, there's a lot of avenues to that ultimate package for sure. And you'll have a dedicated account manager. That way you're not speaking to, like, multiple people every time. Like, you'll have a person that's on your account making sure you're getting the results you want, you know?
Okay. And then do you guys do, like, video ads at all, or what are your
great question? So we have in your tracking system, you can do as many pictures and videos that you have. When you do videos,
okay.
we do incorporate those into the Meta advertising, and we will put it on your website as well. Like, people love videos, obviously. But
yes,
the videos
that's where
you
I
don't
get the
create
best
for
response.
You. Yeah, people love
oh,
those, you know.
Okay.
And the big thing from Google right now is on the reviews, like, pictures. Like, that's really helping the optimization.
Yeah.
So, like, if, like, you know, and it's tough because the client is leaving the review, right? Like, the person you did the job for. So it's hard to,
yeah.
you know, like, hey, can you put a picture on there? But that's kind of the avenue that Google's been going recently. So we're letting all our
okay.
clients
so
know.
Try to encourage them to do a photo.
Yeah. And,
with
you know,
their ads.
Usually,
I can, yeah, offer a larger discount. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, hey, if you
yeah.
take a picture, leave a review, and Google's really liking that right now, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. 100%.
Photo review.
Mm.
I'm on it. We try to really encourage reviews, so that's part of what I.
You're doing great
on
that for sure.
Office
so,
manager
the one
about
that's weird about them is Yelp. Like, if you leave, if you encourage clients to leave reviews on Yelp, Yelp will end up like they block reviews and they're kind of weird about it, you know. But have you ever marketed on Yelp before? They just have.
I really don't care for Yelp.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of Yelp. I have like a 1-star review where somebody left me a terrible review on there. It was a previous cleaner of mine. So
no way.
Was going around leaving bad reviews. Yeah.
Cleaning go and God. It's not even showing up on a scan, though, at least, you know? So somebody's really got to kind of dig for it. We, in October, we did partner with Yelp, too, with their advertising. So we have, like, boosted packages where we can help with that when needed. But it's kind of it's new territory for us, too. We're trying it out and seeing how it works, you know? But I see what you're saying. I found the 2.5 rating on Yelp, you know? And the thing about them is, like, so if you leave, like, you only have 6 reviews on here, but you might have had, like, 12 people leave reviews. You know, like, they don't show every review for whatever reason. It's really kind of complex.
I picked up with the Better Business Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave me a link. So I'm trying to, you know, if I find somebody that'll leave them, I'll send them, you know, a link to leave a review on the Better Business Bureau as well.
That's good. That's good. I see you have the A-plus rating on there, too. Yeah. We've never, because we're on the BBB, too, right? We've never, like, I've never had a client call in from the BBB, but it just makes clients, like, comfortable to see, like, how long we've been in business. Like,
I actually have. You know. I've had a couple people call in. Honestly,
really? From the BBB? That's amazing.
It's not.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll message through there. They have, like, a thing where you can click on and message, you know, from their site or whatever.
That's awesome.
I think I've had 2.
Yeah. Looks good on the website, too, you know, when you have it on there. So, I mean, we will want to incorporate that, too. Is it new? Like, you just started kind of advertising through the BBB or getting the A-plus rating?
I had to have it for the Google.
Got it. You don't need it, actually, for Google Guaranteed. You could put you don't have one.
That's what they told me. That's what they told me, that I had to have the certificate or whatever, the whatever it was, for whatever it was. Yeah.
No, it's optional on Google Guaranteed. Yeah.
Ain't that about a bitch. Like, I just feel like they prompt me to spend so much freaking money, like, it.
Right.
If you're getting something from it, or, you know, I don't mind, and I can only, you know, but I pay my cleaners very well, you know, and I can't pay, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. The goal is to cut on the marketing spend, right? We're getting great traction.
I'm totally about being fair. If you're fair to me, I'm fair to you. Everybody should be able to just be fair and get through it.
Right.
You know, and I try to be fair to my clients. I'm not trying to gouge nobody or have to stick it to somebody just to get some ad spend, you know, and I just don't feel like this company is being fair. And it's gotten to the point where they don't, like, the last 2 months, they don't even contact me to go over, like, my monthly. Used to, they contact me and tell me, oh, you know, you got this is coming in, and this is that.
Right.
Like, she don't even contact me now.
Really?
Because I'm like, you're on some bullshit.
Yeah.
There's no way you're not on bullshit. And she's like, oh, no, we're not. If you went from taking, like, it was like $500 a month to run, you know, to basically run the Google stuff. And you're going to do Facebook, like, all that stuff for the $500 a month, basically.
Right.
And that's not even my website.
Websites included, too. So, and who knows? Maybe they had an ownership change or something. Like, who knows what happened? But I know our company, same owner for the past 20 years, Dave Rodecker, he's, like, all about, like, helping our clients succeed and adding to our product. That's why he did the Yelp partnership. He's always just trying to make our product better, essentially, you know? But the account manager thing is big, too.
That's what you should do.
Yeah, absolutely. And we give you guys full access, too. So, like, you'll have an app through us, and it's a tracking system where, like, you'll see all your results. So you'll see the Google ad spend. Like, you'll be able to see, like, what your ads look like and the amount of clicks you're getting, calls, et cetera. And it does the same thing for Meta. It tracks how many Google guaranteed leads that are coming through and your lead spend, right? And then you even have on there, too, like, let's say it's Saturday and, you know, we're closed or whatnot, and you want to make a change to your website, you have a web editor even on your app. You know, and some of my clients use it, some don't, you know, but it's just cool being able to have the access to be able to make those changes to your ads and stuff live, you know? So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But most of my clients, they call in to make the changes for sure. Like, I've been here 8 years, so I really try to be like, attentive to you guys, but the account manager role is like, it's their job to make sure you guys are getting what you want and the ad spend, and they go over the monthly. Like, I focus more on new onboards, you know? Yeah. So, okay. What I'd like to do, that way you have time to review the emails, speak to OMG National, can we schedule a follow-up call where we can kind of circle back to this?
Sure. Or,
all right. What day and time works best for you?
I'm trying to think. We could do, I don't even know. I don't even know how long it takes to find this stuff out. So I'm not even sure.
It should just be a phone call. Like, you know, so the biggest thing is.
Yeah, I would hope, you know, I mean.
Yeah, Facebook, you're good. The Google page, you're good too, because worst case, we do a claim process, which takes 7 days. And then also the website you already own, you said. So we're good on all of those factors. You really just got to find out about Google Guaranteed, the CID page, you know. Should be a quick process.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting ready to.
And they'll obviously, they'll try to save you and all that stuff, right? Like, so they'll, like, hey.
Yeah, there's no saving it. They've already gained too much money from me. Like, that's a ship that's going down. I just needed another avenue.
right.
So, I just didn't know what to do. Because I'm working with another company. They have a marketing section in it. And they're helping me, like, try to reorganize my entire business.
Good.
So, So it's pretty nice. So,
okay.
But that's
good.
What
are they doing specifically? Like, when you say reorganize the whole business, like, are you talking about like offsite stuff? Or are they
get me back in line with, you know, how much to pay my employees.
Oh, got you.
Market value for things.
Got it. More like the administrative stuff, book, right?
Yeah, like everything. My hiring.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you do for hiring, like trying to get me into where I can hire everybody basically through part-time instead of full-time.
Right.
So that way I don't have all my eggs in one basket. That way if I lose somebody, I'm only replacing, you know, 20 hours as opposed to a 60-hour week or a 50-hour week, you know.
No, that makes sense. And then benefits and all that stuff too,
Yeah, just trying to help get all that stuff because I've gotten a lot bigger.
It's amazing.
And this is not my realm.
Did you expect it to grow like this?
Moving forward. I really didn't, you know,
okay.
I was kind of like I was hoping to do something like this, but I didn't really think it would.
Right.
You know? And now
I'm
going on like 17 employees and, you know,
wow.
So it's getting bigger. So especially if I do this, I look to probably have, you know, yeah, it should go well. Especially if I can get in with Facebook, like get in everywhere else.
Yeah, we're kind of like a one-stop shop too, you know. So, I mean, you could go to the
really
Yelp
like
Avenue
that.
Eventually too, you know. But
that
one's
and
the
I really one. Like that because that's what I need.
Yeah.
I'd like
that way you don't
got to
call five different companies.
That's a huge,
this one's doing better and this one's not, and you know, it's like it's all under one roof.
Yeah.
But it definitely would be helpful.
I really like that.
Yeah,
I really like that idea.
100%.
But yeah, that sounds great. Honestly. So, and I do need a better, you know, online presence. And that's what I've been trying to find is somebody that can do that because I don't have time for that. So.
Right.
You know,
that's one of our biggest assets, you know, cause we even have a few clients that they are familiar with digital marketing, you know, and obviously it changes all the time. So there's that factor too. They're not up to date with all the changes, but the ones that are really savvy with this stuff, they don't have the time to do any of it. You know, they don't have the time to maintain their website or run their ad spend or you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we do all day, every day.
Yeah.
We have different departments working on those things. So, like, you have a full team working on it for you, you know? And then you have a dedicated account manager who's the one updating you. And, like, it's really a good system for sure.
Now, like, on your website, now, do you give, like, so, like, with OMG, I think they give me, like, 2 hours a month where, like, I can turn in, like, blogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll put them on my website or add things like that. Do you guys offer that when you do the website?
The thing is with the website, though, we could add blogs to it, yes, to answer your question. You'll see blogs on our website, too. But through on-site SEO, because that's what it is, right, through the website itself, it's like on-site search engine optimization, it takes forever for you to rank. If you ever even do, because you're competing with like Angie Leads, Thumbtack, Network, et cetera, you know? So it's really, we do that to answer your question. We can add blogs, but it's not really going to give you like great results. You know, like it takes forever for it to even happen where you're actually ranking in that section. Your best bet is in the map section and through SEM, which is search engine marketing, through the Google Ads and Google Guarantee to get better results that are going to actually, like, produce leads, you know? So to answer your question, yes,
okay,
we can do that. But it's really, like, in today's day and age with the search engine optimization, it's really not even needed to do the blocks, you know?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. All right. And then now, is the website part of that package, or is
yes,
it a separate?
It's part of the package.
Okay. 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 All right. Perfect. And then I'll keep my domain, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. We just walk you through adding us as manager. Yeah. So we're not going to do a completely
okay,
new domain for you or anything like that. Just like OMG did, you know, we'll have you add us as manager. So you still own it. We'll just write the content on the site for you.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'll get a hold of
you...
this and then, oh, that's right. Let's do like, could we possibly maybe do like Thursday or Friday of next week?
Yeah.
And then if need be, I can maybe reach out and schedule something sooner. Only
yes,
because I have a call next Wednesday with the marketing part of that company I'm working with, and then
right,
I can kind of just go over some of what's happening currently, and then
smart,
the possibilities, you know, with this, and see what they, you know, just to kind of plug it all in, and then also that's going to be trying to figure out the CID, the ownership, and all that stuff too.
I think that'd be great. No, so do you want to do
okay,
next week on Friday, like the same time, like around 12 o'clock, or?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so I'm going to put you in for that time at 12, and you have my direct line and extension, too. So if you need to call me sooner, you can.
Okay, is that where you text me from?
Yeah, yeah, that
okay,
number too, and then it's also in the email as well. Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. All right.
All right.
Great. All right,
all
well,
right,
thank you for your time today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And
I look forward to working
you
with
if
you on
not,
this.
Sooner, I'll talk to you Friday. Uh-huh.
All right, sounds
thank
good.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye.